Zeg het vooral bij Zion, Mishra Zion, en we gaan in het gevel. Al yad. Kus. Somebody who's lowering a clay into the spring water with a rope in order to fill up the clay with water to be used for the ashes of the para aduma. And as he draws up the clay with the water, he wraps the chevel around his hand. As the clay gets closer and closer to him, he wraps up the extra chevel around his hand as he's drawing it up. That water is kosher. As even though any malacha that is done in between filling up the water and putting the ashes in the water would invalidate the water. But wrapping the extra chevel around his hand is not considered a malacha since it's part of the process of drawing up the water, so therefore the water is kosher. Then kanano b'acharona pas, that if only after you've already drawn up the water you wrap the chevel around your hand, in such a case the wrapping the chevel around your hand is not part of the process of drawing up the water. As you've already drawn up the water, in such a case that would be considered malacha, it would be an activity that was done in between filling up with the water and putting the ashes in the water, and the water would be part of invalid to be used to sprinkle on people that are tamei mason. I'm Rabbi Yosei. Lezech Shiro Harasha. Rabbi Yossi said, this is a case in which the Chachamim and Yavne were master as a Harasha, as a Pesach that was relevant for those times only. As we had in the previous mission, that if somebody goes out of his way to return the Chevel to its owner, that the Chachamim asked the Sanhedrin and Yavne whether that's considered a Malacha. The mission told us that the Sanhedrin and Yavne was master as Harasha. And Rabbi Yossi said that that's not what they asked the Chachamim and Yavne. It's the case of this mission that they asked the Sanhedrin and Yavne, the case where you wrap the chevel around your hand after you drew up the water, and that's the case in which the Chacham and Yavne were master as a Harasha. They said that as a Harasha, that would not be considered a malacha, that would invalidate the water for the par aduma. And since that the tithes that the Sanhedrin were in Yavne were tithes of Korban, the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed around that time, and there were a lot of bandits and armies around Eretz Yisrael, and it was very difficult to attain mechatzes water from the par aduma to sprinkle on tamei mason. So therefore, the Sanhedrin were more lenient, and they passed leniently about this shiva, about whether wrapping the chevel around your hand is a malacha. Since it's not a very strenuous activity, they said as a rasha, it would not be considered a malacha, and would not invalidate the mechatzes. Somebody who's filling up a jar with spring water to be used for the kiddush of the eighth of the par aduma, and he's going to fill up the jar a few times and transfer the water into a larger clay called a shoket. And in the shoket, he's going to put in the ashes of the paradum. And after he fills up the jar with water the first time and he transfers the water into the shoket, he still wants to fill it up a second time, but he doesn't want to do it right now. So he puts away the jar in the interim so it shouldn't break. That which you put away the jar in the interim is not considered a malacha, as it's also to do a malacha in between filling up the water and putting the ashes in the water. And since he still wants to fill up more water for the kiddush that he wants to do, so that which you put away the jar in the interim so it shouldn't break is necessary for this kiddush that it's doing right now. So it's not considered a malacha since it's part of the process of the kiddush, and therefore the water is kosher. Osha kafa piya menas lenagva lemalaspa kosher. Or if after you filled up the jar the first time with the water and transferred the water in the shuka, he still wants to fill it up a second time, but he wants to wait until it completely dries. So he turns it upside down so whatever little drops of the water are in there would run out and it would dry quickly. And then he's going to fill it up again after it dries and transfer that water into the shukah, so we'll have a lot of water for this kiddush. That's also not considered a malacha, that which he turned it upside down, since it's necessary for this kiddush, that he wants to fill it up a few times for this kiddush. So therefore, since that's not considered a malacha, the water is kosher, is valid for the paraduma. L'hoylich ba'at ha-kiddush pasul. But if after he filled up the jar with spring water and he transferred it into the shukah, he now doesn't want any more water, he has enough water for this kiddush, just he didn't do the kiddush yet, he didn't put the ashes into the shukas yet, and then he went ahead and took the jar and turned it upside down so that it would dry quickly, because he wants to use this jar for after the kiddush, after he put the ashes into the water, and the shukas is going to transfer the water into this jar and to take it where he needs to take it, to sprinkle it on tamei mason. In such a case, that which he turned the jar upside down to dry it quickly is a malacha, and the water is possible. As that which is drying out the jar is not part of the process of this kiddush, as he doesn't need this jar anymore for this kiddush, as he has sufficient water for this kiddush. He's only drying out the jar for after the kiddush, so he can transfer the water after the kiddush into this jar to bring it where he needs to take it. So therefore, it's considered a malacha, and it makes the water invalid. And the final harasa mitoch hashuka b'shvil shatas demayim harbe. Somebody who fills up spring water in the jar to be used for the kiddush today for the paraduma, and he wants to transfer that water into the shukah into a larger clay, So he can be Makai of the water in that larger kli. But there are harasim in that larger kli. There are pieces of earthenware in that larger kli. And he wants to take out those pieces of earthenware in order that the shukas will hold more water. That which he took out the pieces from the larger kli does not invalidate the water. The water is kosher. It's not considered a malacha. And taking out the pieces from the shukas is part of the process of the kiddush. He wants to take out the pieces from the shukas so that shukas will contain more water for the kiddush. So therefore, it's not a malacha and it's kosher. But if his motivation to take out the earthenware pieces from the shukas is not so that the shukas will hold more water, but the reason why he wants to take out the harasim is because after the kiddush, when he sprinkled from the water and the shukas onto the tmei mesim, and he dips the azo into the water and then sprinkled onto the people, those pieces of harasim are in the shukas will get in his way. Otherwise, any earthenware pieces in the water will get in his way when he dips the azov in and sprinkles the water on the tmei mesim. So after he filled up the water in a jar, and before he does the kiddush, he goes ahead and takes out those earthenware pieces that will help him in the process of sprinkling the water on the tmei mesim. In such a case, that which he took the harasim out of the shukas is a malacha and does invalidate the water, as since the taking out of the harasim is not part of the process of the kiddush, it's taking out the earthenware pieces from the shukas to help him for after the kiddush, when he wants to sprinkle the water on tmei mesim, so it is considered a malacha and does invalidate the water.